Hello everyone, this is Chris Gilland. Today I'd like to demonstrate a really, really cool application for the iPod / iPhone, or for that mind, iPad, that I found, which is really, really nice, and I think really will help a lot of people. This particular program is called Keeper Registered Trademark Password Security Vault. If you type just the word password, just PASSWORD, into the search box in the iTunes App Store search box, I think it's about the, I think it's about the second or third result down, if I'm not mistaken. It'll be pretty obvious when you look at it. So let's go ahead and dive into this. Now, the first time that you run this, it's going to prompt you to create a master password. Now, that's kind of obvious. And you just go through there and you create your password. Confirm it, and then you're pretty much done. All right, let's go ahead and dive into this program, and I'll show you guys kind of what we got here. So I'm going to unlock my iPod here.
9:42. Slide to unlock.
I'm just going to go ahead and slide and unlock this.
Keeper.
And let's go ahead and double tap and open up Keeper.
Keeper. Password. Secure.
And now
text
it wants
field.
My password. So I will go ahead momentarily. I'll go ahead and let me put that in. And I am now ready to type the last digit of my password. And I'm going to go ahead and let you guys at least hear the last digit simply because
8.
When I double tap it, it's going to automatically log me in.
Edit button.
As you just heard. Now we landed on an edit button. Now you are probably not going to see that the first time you log in. The first time you log in, you're going to get an add button, and you're also going to get a button that's going to say something to the effect of to add a record, tap here, or tap this actually, I think it says. Just a little heads up, don't try double tapping that button. Yeah, it says button, but for whatever reason, it ain't gonna work. I don't really understand why, but the bottom line is it doesn't. Now, you have several tabs across the bottom. You have...
Selected. Data. Button. Sync. Button.
Sync.
Options. Button.
Options.
Help. Button.
And help. Okay, let's go up to the top here.
Search. List. Sort. App. Edit.
Okay, I've already added one record, so, but what you want to do the first time you get the app,
add button,
is you want to double tap on the add button,
enter folder name, text field, is editing.
Yeah, now you're going to have basically a form up here, essentially, and you have several things. You have folder name, I'll explain what these mean here in just a second, but, most of them will be obvious. The only one that may not be obvious
is... just signed in.
Sorry about that. The only one that may not be obvious is the folder name. But let me flick right again.
Folders BTN Unfocus. Button.
I really don't know what that button does. I'm going to be really honest with you.
Title or website URL. Text field. Enter your login info. Text field. Generate BTN. Button.
And so this is all pretty obvious. I mean... I'm not going to go through that whole form because it's pretty obvious, but you have things like, you know, you can generate a user ID, you can generate a password, or you can type it in manually, just whatever you want to do. Anyways, I'm not going to save this. I'm just going to...
Enter full save, cancel, button.
But when you're done, there is...
Save, button.
A save button. You would double tap, and then you'd be good to go. But I'm going to...
Cancel, button.
Like I said, I'm going to flick left once. I'm going to double tap on cancel.
Edit, button.
Because there's really no need for me to really... go in there. I'm sorry if I seem a little bit in a hurry going through this tutorial, by the way. But this app is so easy, there's really not that much to show. But it's a great app, so I do want to give you just a brief overview.
Sort by AZ, button, add, button.
Okay. Anyway, once you get your first record added...
Sort by AZ.
Button. Sort by AZ. So, or AZ, as a lot of you say. So that's going to sort things in alphabetical order in your list. Now, you have two views in your data tab. you have list view and you have folder view. So, essentially, the way this works is like this. Let me flick right and I'll show you.
List. Button.
Okay. You have a button here. And this is a toggle. It basically goes between list. If I double tap it, you're going to go into folder.
Folder. Button.
See? Let's double tap again.
List. Button.
Okay. Now, one thing that's a little confusing about this button until you get your head around this is the fact that that button actually is backwards. In other words, like right now...
List. Button.
It says list. Button. Right now, we're actually in the folder view. So basically, that button is telling you what view you're going to switch to when you double tap it, not the view you're currently in. So just kind of keep that in mind as you're going through here. Now, I've created already one folder, which is called IM. Let me flick right again.
Search button.
So right here, if you had a lot of records, you could actually come in here and you could actually search. I'm not going to take you in there because that's pretty self-explanatory, but let me flick right again.
IM.
And there's a folder called IM that I created. And then if you flick right again, you'll probably pop down to the tabs like data.
Selected. Data.
Yeah,
button.
See? So, I mean, the screen is pretty basic.
IM.
Let's double tap on IM because I want to show you.
Back. Button.
We have a back button in here now, but if we flick right...
Add. Button.
We can add a record just like we did before. Now, what's really cool is the fact that we opened up the IM directory. It knows that we're already in that directory. So, like, if I was to double tap, for example, right now on this add button, you're going to notice that the folder name is going to have IM already filled in for us.
IM text field is editing.
See?
Save button. IM text field is editing.
And that's the folder name. Now...
Cancel.
I'm
going to
cancel out of here. There we go.
Back button.
Now, obviously, you could change that if you didn't want that folder name there. You could have double-tapped in that edit box, and then you could have deleted everything out, and you could have, you know, put, oh, I don't know, credit cards, or, say, bank accounts, or, you know, whatever. You know, email credentials, you know, whatever. I mean, the possibilities literally are endless. But... because we're already in the IM folder that I created on my end, it automatically knew that. And that's the reason why, by default, that was already filled in. So just kind of be mindful of that. It kind of makes things a little easier if you're trying to, you know, create multiple records within the same folder. At any rate, let's flick right again.
Add button. Sort by AZ button.
Okay, so again, we can sort by... you know, alphabetical order, if it didn't already.
Search button.
We can search the records within this folder, if we so chose.
MSN.
MSN. Now, that is a record underneath the IM folder that I created. Now, let me show you how that works. I'm going to double tap.
Back. Back button.
And I'll just flick right.
Edit button.
So, if I wanted to right here, I could actually edit this particular record, which I currently don't want to do, but if I did, that's how you'd do it. Let's flick right again.
IM.
So, IM, that's the folder name. Let's flick right.
Title. MSN.
There's our title, which is MSN.
Login. Username or email.
Username or email.
chris@blindperspectives.net.
And there's my MSN ID. We'll flick right again.
Password.
Password. Now, if I flick right one more time, it would read the password to me, which I'm obviously not going to do. Well, I am going to do, but I'm going to flick right so quick it will not have time to read it.
Notes.
And then we're down in the notes field. So, that particular item. Like I said, if you wanted to, you could add notes to your records when you were adding before. I didn't go down far enough to show you that, but there is a notes section if you wanted to use it. Like in my case, I have two MSN accounts. I have one I use on my desktop, and then I have a separate MSN Messenger account I use on my laptop. So to differentiate, what I did is in the notes field, I put...
This is the desktop account.
This is the desktop account. So it just makes it kind of easy where I can know kind of what I'm doing. Now, you can delete the record right from here if you so chose. Let me flick right again. I'll show you. You're going to have a blank flick in there, and I don't really know why, but...
Delete this record.
And it's not saying it's a button, and I don't know why VoiceOver is saying record, but it's trying to say delete this record. And if you was to double tap that, which I'll do.
Alert. Delete record.
And you flick right.
Delete button.
And.
Cancel button.
And you're at the bottom. Now I'm definitely going to double tap on cancel because I don't want to delete that.
Selected. But keeper. Delete this record.
Yeah. Okay. So that's how you can view a record if you want to.
I have edit.
I'm going to just back myself out of here. Okay, so now we're back inside of our IM folder, but we don't have any records up on the screen. So let's
back
up one screen. Let's go out of the IM folder, and I have my reasons for doing
edit
this.
Button.
Okay. Here's a scenario for you. Say that you wanted to delete the IM folder entirely. That means that you're going to delete the IM folder, and basically any records that are underneath the IM folder are going to be gone. Okay, here's how you do that.
Edit button.
We're on the edit button. Now, before you double tap that edit button, the first thing you want to make sure of is you want to make sure that you're in folder view. You know, if you're trying to delete a whole folder, then obviously you want to be in folder view, so...
Add button. Sort by AZ. List button.
So obviously you could sort by, you know, alphabetical order, A through Z. You could, if you had a lot of folders in here, you could, you know, you could come in here and you could sort by AZ.
Search button.
Okay, you do have a search button here. So you could search, you know, like I said... If you had a lot of different folders in here, you could search for the folder you need. Now, what I don't know is... Okay, you do not have a table index, like some applications do, lamentably. So... But...
Sync button.
Let's not do that yet. Let's come up here.
Selected. Sync button.
Oh, come on. You can do better than this.
Selected. Data. I am. Search button.
But...
List button.
Okay, so right now we're in folder view because remember you heard it say list button.
List button.
You hear that? So
search IM.
And there we can prove it because there's our IM folder. We don't see the MSN item underneath it. Now we could double tap here and open that folder up, but again, the scenario that I was trying to present you was is that we wanted to delete that whole folder. Now I really don't want to delete it, but let's just say hypothetically that I did. So up at the top,
so add, but edit,
you have edit. Now once you're on the view, you won't. So we want to delete a whole folder. So we have to obviously be sure that we're on folder view. That way it's showing not just the individual list of items, you know, records, but it's actually showing the folders. So now we're going to double tap on edit.
Done. Button.
Now, this is not the edit button that was located with inside of a record. Remember when we went into my MSN record and there was an edit button? Okay, that edit button was if you wanted to actually modify the details specifically of that record. That's not where we're at right now. Right now, we're out on the main data screen, and we are in the folder view, and we tapped on edit. So now we have a done button. But if we flick right, eventually what you're going to find is...
App, sort, list, search, delete IM, switch button, off.
Okay, we got a switch button here to delete IM. Now, each item underneath, you know, this particular folder, let me reword that. Each folder under here, I should say, is now going to have, if you had multiple folders, is going to have... a switch button. So if I wanted to delete this folder, I would double tap this button to turn it on.
Confirm deletion for IAM button.
And then you would double tap again right there, and it would delete it. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to flick left here because...
IAM. Delete IAM. Switch button. On.
I'm going to turn that back off. Just double tap.
Off.
There we go. Because I don't want to be deleting that. So, but that's how you would do it.
Search. Button. List. Sort. Add. Done.
I'm going to hit done.
Edit. Button.
Okay, now I showed you that you could open the record up, and then down at the bottom there was a delete. But let's just say that you didn't want to actually open the whole record. You just wanted to do it out from the main screen. And you don't want to delete the whole folder. You only want to delete one particular record. So what you do is you switch it over to list view.
Add. Sort. List. Button.
So let's go ahead and do that.
Folder. Button.
Okay. Now we're in list view. Now let's flick until we reach the item we want. In this case, it's going to be MSN.
Sir, MSN. Select MSN.
Sorry about that. All right, there it is. So, you know, we could double tap here and bring it up, you know, bring the details up, and then obviously we could go down to the bottom and hit delete. But if we come up to the top...
Search. Folder. Sort. Add. Edit. Button.
Again, you've got an edit button. Now, because we're in list view, if we double tap edit...
Ariel has just signed in.
Done. Button.
Sorry about that. What you're going to notice now is you're going to still... It's going to be just like it was a minute ago, except that now, instead of having switch buttons for all of your folders, you're going to have switch buttons for all your records, just in a list. Now, obviously, you can search...
Add. Button. Sort by AZ. Folder. Button.
Or you can...
Sort by AZ. Button.
Sort alphabetically.
Search. Button.
You know, like I said, you can search if you so chose, if you had a lot of records in here.
Delete MSN. Switch button. Off.
And again, same principle. Just double tap.
Confirm deletion for MSN. Button.
And then you hit that, and boom, it's gone.
Delete MSN. Switch button. On.
But I'm not going to do that.
Off. Search. Folder. Sort by. Add. Done. Button.
Let's go done. Okay.
Edit. Button.
That's pretty much the main data screen. So let's keep exploring these tabs across the bottom.
Selected. Date. Sync. Button.
All right. Now sync... You have to pay $29 a month to be able to do that, because that is a premium feature that they offer. When you first install the app, you are going to be in a trial whereby you do have access unlimitedly to these premium features. But just know after that trial, it was like a 14-day trial, but it was either 7 or 14. Don't quote me on that. But once that trial's up, those particular options will just be disabled until you go and upgrade. But let's go in here, and I want to show you.
Learn about sync.
Okay.
Learn about sync. Tap here to learn about sync. Backup and restore features.
And you can go there to learn about the syncing and what all you can do with it, etc. I'll leave that to you to look at. It's very accessible going in there and reading about it. But let's flick right.
Internet sync. Sync your keeper records with other devices and computers.
Okay.
Wi-Fi sync. Sync your keeper records with your computer over Wi-Fi.
And by the way, you just double tap on any of these and it'll take you in and let you do whatever you're trying to do.
Backup. Backup your records to Keeper's Cloud. Restore. Recover and manage your cloud backups. FTP import and export. Transfer records using file transfer protocol.
So you can upload via FTP. Somewhere, if you so choose.
Data. Button.
And then you're down to your tabs at the bottom. So that's basically your sync. There's really not a whole lot to it. Powerful, but there's not. As you can see, it's very straightforward.
Selected. Options. Button.
Okay. Final thing I want to show you is under options. Now that screen is pretty good until you get near the bottom. It's a little herky-jerky, but let me...
Selected. Security.
Try to show you what I can here. Because there are some really cool things you can do in here.
Enable self-destruct. Enable self-destruct. Switch button. On.
So, basically, what self-destruct does is it makes it where when you're holding the iPod in your hand, it'll blow up on you in flames. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding with you. No, it doesn't do that. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. No. Seriously, what it does is... What the self-destruct does, to the best of my understanding, is when you first launch the application, say, for example, that you want to... it comes up and it asks you for your master password, you know, that you use to, you know, essentially unlock the, you know, the application. Okay, what the self-destruct does, and I'm not being a smart aleck here, I'm being serious. What it does is, supposedly from what I understand, is it essentially will give you, I don't even know what the threshold is, I maybe like 3 tries, I don't know. But anyway, after so many tries, it'll self-destruct. In other words, what it'll do is, it'll actually go out and it'll basically delete all your data. It'll basically kill your whole database. That way, if somebody does wind up figuring your password out and gets in, by the time they've gotten in, it's self-destructed, your data's all wiped. Now, I need to make myself clear. When I say that your data is wiped, I don't mean that it's going to erase your entire iPod/iPhone or iPad. That's not what I mean. What I mean is it's going to delete everything that's in your, specifically in your Keeper application. It's your Keeper app that's going to self-destruct. It's not your full machine. It's not your full unit that's going to do that. So, yeah, don't fret. Okay, let's flick right again.
Data encryption.
And I would recommend that you leave that turned on because you definitely want your stuff to be 128-bit encrypted.
Data encryption. Switch button. On.
And as you can see, that's already on.
Start in folders view.
Which I would suggest.
Start in folders view. Switch button. On. Master password.
Okay, here's where you can reset your master password.
Reset. Button. Theme. Metal.
Theme. Metal. I would not change that because who knows if the other themes are going to be accessible. I would imagine they are, but I don't want to tell you something wrong and you change it and then render it useless. I mean, you're certainly welcome to play with that if you so choose, but just like I said, if you render it useless, don't come crying to me. That's all I'm going to say.
Auto logout. 60 seconds.
Okay, this by default is set to 1 second, which I thought was just totally, totally pathetically stupid. Because, I mean, think about that. How are you going to, I mean, if it's logging you out every second, how are you going to do anything? How the hell are you going to move around? You're not. I mean, I thought that was just totally pathetic in my opinion, so I bumped it up to 60. Now, the way you do that is if you double tap on that, it'll then present you a list of things, and yeah, I think you can go from like 1 second, 10 seconds, 15, 30, 60, I think it is, something like that. You just go in there and you double tap on whichever one you want, and then you'll be returned to this screen. All right, let's flick right again.
Delete database.
Okay, so if you wanted to...
Delete database.
You could double tap right there. You want to double tap that second delete database. The first one is just a heading. I know that, like I said, this screen is really herky-jerky to some extent, and I don't quite know why. You're also going to find that there's some repetition in here, and again, I don't know why that is.
Customize. Field names and headers.
Okay, you can customize the field names and headers if you double tap on that. So in other words, like when you're creating a record, you have different fields in there, you know, like you add user ID or email, you add, you know, username, password, whatever. You can actually go in here and actually create more fields or rename the ones that are there. I think you can move them up, move them down. Like I say, I hadn't really looked in there, but supposedly you can go in there and do all that. Let's flick right again.
Auto correction.
Now this, I, under my home screen, if I go to settings and then I go to keyboard and then go to auto correction, and I, right now I have my auto correction turned off. Thus, this button, though it's not going to appear to be dimmed, it is going to be inapplicable.
Switch button on.
Right now it says on, but I promise you that it's not going to try to auto correct. Trust me. But if I double tap, you're going to notice. Okay, now if I try to look at it again, you're going to find that it's still on.
Auto switch button on.
See, the reason it's not moving its state is because the option under your home screen settings keyboard overrides this application-specific setting. So just be mindful of that. You're going to have like one or, excuse me, one or two of those. Let's flick right again.
Folder. Switch button on.
So, in other words, you can theoretically use this application without the folder views. You can totally disable that. Now, I wouldn't recommend that. It would make a mess of things, in my personal opinion. But, I mean, if you think you're only going to have, like, say, oh, I don't know, like, what, 5 or 10 records, I mean, it's something you might want to switch off. It's really up to you. Frankly, for me, I think having the folders is a really nice touch, but some people may not like that, so whatever. Let's flick right again.
Title. Switch button off.
Okay, I'll be real honest with you. I really don't know what that title is for, because being that switched off, because it is giving me the title field when I go to add a database. That's what I meant by it, right? This is where things, starting from this point on in the options screen, things get really weird and really kind of herky-jerky bizarre, and I don't really know.
Login, username or email. Switch button off.
All right, this I can explain to you. So basically, your username or email, if you was to turn that on, let's say that you and your spouse wanted to both use this application, you could turn this feature on, then instead of just entering one master password, both of you could have your own usernames as well as your own passwords. So basically what this does is it essentially, I guess in a roundabout way, what I'm trying to tell you is this allows you to basically create like multi-users, if you will, like multi-user databases, which is kind of nice because both of you can keep then your data encrypted, password protected, and private. You know, and have your own databases, which is kind of cool. Let's flick right again. Although, if you have a spouse, I don't know why you're hiding anything from them, but that's not for me to... Anyway, let's flick right again.
Password. Password. Switch button. Off.
Okay. Again, I really don't know why that's saying that it's off, because it really isn't. As you saw, I did have to enter my master passwords. I really don't know what, you know.
Password. Password. Switch button. Off. Notes. Notes. Switch button. On.
Again, this would turn the notes field off, I believe, when you're adding something to your database.
Auto capitalization. Switch button. Off.
Now, again, I don't know why it was on before and now it's off. I suspect that maybe there's two different settings, like two different headings for two different, you know, I don't know.
Folder. Switch button. Title.
And why you have folders and titles again, like I said, this is kind of herky-jerky. I really don't know why you have two of those in here.
Switch button, off.
If someone can enlighten me on that, I would appreciate it.
Login, username, switch button, off, password, switch button, notes, date, sync, button.
And then you're back down. Really, the only other thing down here...
Help, button.
...is help, and it's pretty much...
Selected, heading.
I mean, really, the only thing really with this is...
Upgrade to Keeper Premium. Tap here to use your iTunes account to buy unlimited sync, backup, and restore features.
Yeah, so that's where you would go if you did want to upgrade to the $29 a month, which, again, I don't want to do, but that's what you would do.
Heading. Quick Start Guide.
There's your Quick Start Guide. Now, you also have...
Heading.
...things like...
Activate subscription code.
So once you get your code, that's where you would go to activate it, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Tell a friend about Keeper.
And that's where you would go if you want to email somebody about the app.
Get help from support.
Okay, if you need to email support or whatever, that's where you would do that.
Heading. Frequently asked questions.
And there's your FAQ. Excuse me, your FAQ.
Quick Start Guide.
But I'm going to go here to Quick Start Guide because I want to show you momentarily how this works.
In progress. Keeper Registered Sign is the most secure downloadable security application available, allowing you to safely store and encrypt all of your most sensitive data. From usernames and password combinations to top-secret financial data. Protect your most valuable personal information with Keeper's military-grade, 128-bit AES encryption. Calpot, Incorporated, the developer of Keeper Registered Sign, is committed to the safety and security of over 4 million users who rely on Keeper every day.
I'm just going to flick right.
Important. Keeper's basic password management features are free on your mobile device. Keeper Premium allows complete management of your passwords from your desktop or laptop computer, as well as sync. Cloud backup and restore features to make sure you never lose your most critical information. These premium features are available to you for 30 days as a trial. After the trial period, you can elect to upgrade or still use the basic free functionality.
So, okay, I said 14 days, it's 30. But, okay, so, I mean, this guide, the point I'm trying to make is you can...
Two down, HTTP, Mac 10, below is a quick start.
You know, you can flick through that and, you know... You can flick through that and, you know, read all the different, you know, parts of the manual, but,
Data, button.
Let me go back to data.
Selected.
I don't really have a need to...
Selected. Data, button.
Yeah, shut up. Okay, so...
Screen locked.
I'm going to go ahead and put up my iPod. So that's pretty much it. I mean, it, you know, like I said, it really truly is a very, very straightforward application. I mean, there's really nothing to it. So... Okay, well, that pretty well takes us to the end of this review. Let me go ahead and give you my contact information. That way, if you want to contact me, you can. I'm going to, first of all, I'll spell out my email address for you, both with the letters and the phonetics. And then for those of you who find that confusing, don't worry, I will also spell it out for you without the alpha phonetics. So my email address is C as in Charlie, Gilland, that's G as in golf, I-L-L-A, N as in November, D as in Delta, 1 as in the number 1, at Carolina, which is C as in Charlie, A-R-O, L-I-N as in November, A, dot R-R, dot com. So again, without the phonetics, that's C Gilland 1. That's C G I L L A N D 1, as in the number 1, at Carolina, which is C A R O L I N A dot R R dot com. I look forward to getting some comments from you guys, and, you know, let me know what you think, and if there's anything that was confusing or whatever, let me know. And you know, like I say, you know, and two, if you guys figure out with that options screen what, you know, what those extra repetitive options down at the bottom, why they're repeating like that, you know, let me know. Shoot me an email and let me know. I would be really curious, maybe for someone sighted or someone with some eyeballs, to take a look at that and see if maybe, you know, maybe we can figure out why it's, you know, doing that. Because I'll be real honest with you, I'm kind of perplexed. And until I can have someone sighted look at that, I really don't know what the need is for having it repeat like that. I'm quite sure there is a reason, but I don't really know what that reason at this given time is. So, anyways, well, thank you guys for joining me on this review, and like I said, I'll certainly look forward to your comments and your feedback, any questions that you guys may have, etc., and, you know, we'll go from there. Thank you very much. May God bless, and have yourself a terrific day.